And you've been listening to Autism Grows Up here on Red River Radio. And we're going to take a few moments at the end of our program tonight to talk about autism in our area, and especially the services that are available and what they can look forward to as support in the future. And with me this evening is Susan Lay. She's a special education specialist at Region 7 Educational Service Centers in Kilgore. Susan, thanks for coming over.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
So as we prepare to send the first generation of people who have been diagnosed with autism and have gone through a full span of educational support, now they're reaching that age where that's no longer going to be available to them. What is available to those people?
Okay, I need to preface this by saying my hope is that they have had good transition planning throughout their educational career. One of the things that we are charged to do with in the education system for individuals with autism is to make sure we consider futures planning throughout individualized education plans, which is how we deliver those services. Some of the support systems that are available out there include, if a person's going on to college, almost every college or university is going to have people on staff who are disability coordinators. Mm-hmm. There are vocational rehabilitation services. There's also, in some locations, centers for independent living. And probably the most important thing is to have a system of support within your friends and your family. So one resource that is available, and this is a project of all the service centers in the state of Texas, is at www.txautism.net. There is an organization called Autism Speaks, and on their website, they have some fabulous resources that are also available. One is a transition toolkit, which is a resource for families and individuals looking at how do I make the plan. And I would say to families that it is absolutely essential that we begin to do that futures planning as early as possible in the child's educational career, to really understand that child, to really understand their strengths, their interests, their preferences, and help them develop their talents. And I think another very important thing is that that person with autism needs to have good self-understanding and good skills in terms of self-advocacy.
You know, one of the forerunners in making a broader range of people aware mm-hmm. about autism, and that would be Temple Grandin.
Dr. Grandin is amazing. I think one of the things that struck me most, because I first became aware of her through books and through video, but the first time I saw her in person, and I have seen her speak now a number of times, it is not her disability that shines out. It is her brilliance. Mm-hmm. If a person with autism is given the opportunity to develop their talents, and you know, one of the things that she said, and I hope this is a direct quote, she said, "Today I have a successful career designing livestock equipment because my high school science teacher used my fixation on cattle chutes to motivate me to study psychology and science."
I've always kind of viewed Temple Grandin since the time that I became aware of her in the same way that I view Stephen Hawkins.
Absolutely. I mean, we all have barriers that we have to overcome. Some of us have more than others. And I think sometimes I may not really understand all your barriers. Mm-hmm. But if I'm going to try and help you overcome them, then I've got to get a good understanding of that. And that's what teachers do.
Can you give us an idea of the spectrum of services that you are currently offering for those parents who may have autistic children?
I think that parents can really use those trainings in terms of what they need to be aware of for their child's education. On that website, they're going to be able to look at the commissioner's rules. And in the state of Texas, it is required that every time we sit down and talk about an individual education plan for a child with autism, there are 11 things we must consider, and they really cover the ground that needs to be covered. The online trainings are there. They cover things from just a one-on-one type of thing to communication skills, to navigating the social maze, which is all about social skills, classroom organization, the power of structure for the individual with autism. Futures planning is there. There's one on assistive technology. But those trainings really concentrate on what do you need to be aware of in this child's education to make sure it's in place and it's getting done.
And what is the website that folks can go to find this information?
That website is www.txautism.net.
Susan, I want to thank you for stopping in tonight. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right. That was Susan Lay, and she's a special education specialist at Region 7 Educational Services Center in Kilgore, Texas. And for Red River Radio, this is Bill Beckett. Thanks for listening tonight.